लिखा हुआ मिलेगा, मिल जाएगा।
Holding hands and Bali Maharaj hiding
from that side.
Yeah.
Seventh floor of Mandir. It was built about 50 years ago, maybe more. It was the tallest building in Vrindavan for many years. People would come here to visit here. The ground floor is Radha Krishna. Second floor is
Krishna
Balaram. Third floor is Sitaram.
Nandeshwara.
Third floor is Nandeshwara. Fourth floor is Sitaram.
Fifth floor is Vamandev.
Fifth floor is Vamandev.
Sixth floor
is Lakshmi Narayan. Sixth floor is Lakshmi Narayan. And seventh floor is Akshar Brahman. Akshar Brahman means there's a white marble murti carving of the symbol Om. And other schools of India, they say everything begins with Om. Everything is Om is Shabda Brahman, transcendental sound vibration. There's a verse in Upanishads, Anavrti Shabda. Everything becomes manifested by sound. The primordial original sound is Om. And Krishna's flute, Krishna vibrates his flute in Goloka Vrindavan. And the vibration passes from Goloka Vrindavan down through the fire of Yom and into the Maya Jagat. That transcendental sound of Krishna's flute, Kala, Kala Kara, Kala Klim, the Vija mantra of Krishna's flute, transforms when it contacts the Maya Jagat material energy, it becomes Om. The origin of Om is Klim, the origin of Klim is Krishna's mantra, Krishna's flute, Vamsi. So we're meditating on Kam Gayatri and the Vija Mantra Klim. We're meditating on the sound of Krishna's flute. And it's said when you chant the Kam Gayatri, you can hear the sound of Krishna's flute. Well, this is a very remarkable temple, and this Pagal Baba was a Bengali. I don't know the details. He's a Bengali. I believe he's a Brahmin, and I think his name is Bhattacharya or something like that. That's his nickname or dictionary. Lilananda Tagore. But he was a mystic yogi. He was a family man. I know some biography I've heard from Rich Fossey. He was a chain smoker. Chain smoker means you smoke one cigarette, filtered cigarette, not BD, Western style. He was a rich guy. Then when that one's almost done, you'll light the next one. Light the second cigarette with the remainder of the first one. It's called chain. You finish one cigarette after another. She smoked about 100 cigarettes a day. And great mystic city. So he had the power to manifest whatever he wanted. So he did lots of charity, and he had unlimited money. He would reach in his hand in a bank somewhere, in the treasury of a bank, and take about $5 million and put it in his own bank account. And the banks that he put in the bank, they see in his bank records, these $5 million, they check the vault, the safety vault, and they see all his money is there. Nobody could figure out. Everyone said he's doing some job, doing some magic. But Pagal Baba was a great mystic, he was a Gaudiya Vaishnava Bengali. And he did great things. I'll give you an example. Once a bunch of bullock carts were coming into Vrindavan. They're full of gold coins. Gold coins that were manifested by the mystic city of Pagal Baba. So many British bossies and, UP Gundas and Badmash, Daco, they heard about it. So the police also heard, so they stopped at the Changi, Chandigarh ISKCON site. They stopped the caravan, they're coming here, because they wanted to put all the money in the bank. They searched, they opened up chini bhoris, it was all covered with chini bhoris. All they found was potatoes and sugar. And it was 150 bullock carts, that gold coin. They said, what is all this? What is all this bullock carts? He said, we're going to do a Bhandara. I do a Bhandara, Vaishnava say a Bhandara, Mahaprasad for 20,000 people. He did big things like this. So he said, okay, take it through. So they took it through. Then when it got here, it turned back into gold coins. We did many stories like this. And so he was greatly respected in Vrindavan. And on the ground floor, I think it's written in copper, he made his will in copper plates. When he was leaving his body, he made his will, copper plate, the guy chipped it out so no one can change the paper, I can change Nauru paper. So his will is written in Tamra Patra. Tamra means copper plate. And he said, he left a fantastic amount of money in the bank, $50 billion. He said, the money in the bank is to maintain this Pagal Baba Mandir, and maintain all the sadhus and pujaris that live here and work here, and their families, and also to keep Harinam Sangha, 24-hour Sangha, a team of 16 members, fully maintained for 10,000 years. Harinam Sangha will go on my temple. So with 16 people at one time, when we went downstairs, we saw one guy chanting Hare Krishna. But it's been going on for 56 years. So this is in his will. So everybody, the kirtan leaders, their wives, their kids, their school education, all expenses were paid by Pagal Baba. But his trust, all they have to do is take their turn chanting. 16 Sangha means four guys chant for 3 hours, four guys to 3 hours. Take turns now, they're all married, have kids, they go to school, they have cars, they're maintained by Pagal Baba Trust. They're a really, really charitable guy. He was a little crazy because, when he's crazy, he had mystic power, he's highly respected personality. And so, on the top floor here is Akshara Brahman. Basically, he's honoring all the conceptions. Because I first came here in 1977. This is the place everybody came to Vrindavan, came here for darshan, have a bird's eye view of Vrindavan. You can see Nirvan, you can see Shivakund, you can see Yamuna from here, it's very nice darshan. And the ground floor didn't hold the sairamas, that's all new stuff. So when I came in 77 with Sandoi, he says, oh, this guy's a Maya. The top floor should be Radha and Krishna. And I agreed because I was pretty stupid. But now I look back at it and I think it's perfect. Because Vrindavan, the major target to be worshipped in Vrindavan is who?
Radha Krishna.
Who is the last object of worship in Vrindavan? Who is also worshipped by some people living in Vrindavan?
Akshara Brahman.
They're all Advaitins, impersonally worshiping the impersonal conception of God. God with no form, no qualities, nirupa, nirguna, and all that, Akshara Brahman. No variety. Nirvashesh Brahman, Brahman without any speciality. We worship Savashesh Brahman, Brahman with rupa and guna and form and lila. Savashesh, with, sav means with extraordinary qualities. Savishesh Brahman, vishesh means exceptional, extraordinary qualities. Qualities, name, non-form, guna and lila, right? So now I think it's a brilliant idea because most of the people in Vrindavan, they come here to see Radha Krishna. Raghavendra, Radhanavana, Ramana, Raghavendra. So if the devotees come, they shouldn't be troubled. But the devotee always wants to make other devotees comfortable and not cause any trouble. Krishna, when Krishna's Lila, he hasn't killed demons until they start troubling devotees. Look at Krishna's Vrindavan Lila. Krishna, they're attacking him and he's fighting, he's not worried. But as soon as they start showing his devotees, then he kills the demon. Mm-hmm. He was dancing and Kali having a great time. He was enjoying himself. He had Rasu, they invited to go eat out too, and they danced Rasu, one head to the other. So he had to be a good ballerina to dance there. You know? Mm-hmm. So then all the rich Rasu came on the bank and they fainted all. Balaram almost fainted, Yashoda fainted, Nadara fainted. And there was a great distress seeing Krishna dancing Kali. Then he said, okay, this is not, you're getting too crazy now, Kali. You're causing distress to Vrishvasi, and boom, finish you off. So he just ended his dance. So Bhagavad was a great Vaishnava, a great devotee of Radha Krishna, and she's wrong. So he said, why should a Radha Krishna Bhakti be distressed walking seven floors to see the Rishadevata? The Mayavadis, Waitins, they don't believe in personal forms, so they had to work their tail off. They had to work their tail off and climb seven stories to see their Murti. There's no Murti. What's the Murti here?
No Murti.
No Murti. There's seven floor Mandir. Mandir means Murti. Murti Mandir, Shiva Mandir, Murti and Shiva, Durga Mandir, Murti. So this is Bhagavad Gita 7th floor. So the mandir, there's a murti on every floor of the mandir, except the last floor. There's no murti on floor 7. This is sat bundle number. There's no murti because Akshara Brahman is near going near Rupa. So you guys did that, you gotta walk your tail off. Get your feet soaking cold and freezing. Make sure you come in the winter also. So now I appreciate how merciful we should have just came in the ground floor and went to the first floor because pretty should be on the ground floor, it's dirty. The ground floor is dirty, that's where people leave their shoes on the ground floor. They walk up one floor, okay, Mandir is always elevated. Mandir is always elevated. Jagannath Mandir and Chapuri, how many steps do you have to walk up to the Mandir?
Quite steps.
22 steps. 22 steps from Singhadwara up to the mandap where they enter the mandir. That was 22 steps. When Gargovinda Swami established a Jagannath temple and Gopalji temple in his village, I went to a village called Gadagiri village in Orissa. There's 22 steps up to the temple, up to the last one. This is good when it floods. It floods up to 10, 11 steps. It means 4 meters. 4 meters flood. But the temple is very high. So this is very high, seventh is very easy. So Radha Krishna on the first floor. Save. That's why it's good to live. The first floor is healthier than ground floor. Ground floor, you get frogs, cats, mice,
goats,
cobras, snakes. That's why I have five steps up to enter my mandir, at least from above the ground. So I'm safe here. Yeah, really got some steps also. A few steps for this. You have some steps from the road, you have to go up steps. Jina. Yeah, 3 steps for them. Anyway, so this Bhagavan, he was a real cool guy, he did all kinds of crazy things. Maybe he used mystic city to collect money and serve Vaishnavas and Yatris. Made all kinds of trusts, distributed food and clothing, and he's a very cool guy. That's why I'm curious to get his biography. Verse 186.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad.
Hare Krishna. आपके दर्शन ही करने आए हम सब.
दर्शन को?
We're
giving us time.
आ जाइए इधर आ जाइए.
बैठना है? हाँ बैठेंगे. कीमत करो आज बड़ा. आ जाओ.
Yeah, that's there's us on there. There's your God. Underneath,
bar.
Shiman Yagnika Vigyan Sundara Vadavarga Saram Yomuda Bhaktya Bhoji. Listen, Bhaktya Bhoji Tit Bhoji Tavan Stalam. It's called. Hello, pay attention.
Yes, Guru.
This place called Raghunath Das Goswami calls this place Bhojitavan Stalam. What does that mean?
Eating place.
This is a place where Sri Krishna eats too much free rice. Is that what it means? No. It's a place where Aditi eats too much
cakes.
Chutney. Cakes. I also gave. There's my handkerchief. Right there. Oh, well, this body's falling apart now. Slowly falling apart. Sundaravadu Varga Sam Yomada Bhaktya. Three key words in this verse, which we'll talk about. Translation, verse 86 of Rajadasta by Das Goswami. He says, Vande Maha. Vande Maha means I offer praise, I glorify the Leela Stali, where the learned and beautiful wise of the sacrificial Brahmins, Yoga Brahmins, spontaneously, blissfully, with great devotion, fed Krishna and Balaram and all their affectionate boys four kinds of foodstuffs. What are four kinds of foodstuffs? Charvya, Chosya, Leya, and Peya. The Sanskrit Charvya means chew, Chosya means sucked. Like we have a kind of mango called, what's it called?
Chosa.
Well, how do you eat Chosa? You know Chosa mango?
No, that is the same.
Shut up. You should be born in India and learn these things. Chosa mango is a mango that you chew out the end, you cut out the end of the knife, and you squeeze it and suck the juice out. Called Chosa.
Yes.
Chosa means to suck.
Chusna.
Leia means to lick. And Peya means to drink. Pani Pio?
Yes.
Rade, Rade.
Jabe karo,
Krishna nam ras pie karo. Rade, Rade, jabe karo, Krishna nam ras pie. So what's pie karo mean?
Drink.
Peo. Pani Pio. Pani Pio. Water fountain. Water fountain is called Pani Piao. So, this is what the Yoga Brahmins fed them. This verse mentions three points here about the yogic putnis, the wives of the Brahmins. Sundar Vadu says, Swayam Muda Bhaktya. How do they cook and how do they serve the food? They served it spontaneously, blissfully, and with great devotion. These are three words to describe the activities of the ladies. They did it spontaneously, freely from their heart. They served, and they did it with devotion, and they did it with bliss. Service, we say in the West, service with a smile. So, remember that. She doesn't smile until she finishes eating. When she's serving, she's like, these guys are eating too much sweet rice. There's not going to be any left for me. I remember when I was self president, I had different devotees serve out the food, and the devotees would eat later. So when they serve out, they see the sweet rice getting down to the bottom, they start giving less and less to the people. Because they're calculating, they want to save enough sweet rice in the pot so that observers can chuck later sweet rice. So I said, this isn't working. So I gave two orders for the next Sunday. I told the cook to make more sweet rice. And secondly, I told all the servers to eat first. Let the guys serving, the girls, the guys serving, eat first, chuck a chuck, and then you don't have any envy, they have no envy, no jealousy, no greediness, no sinness. Oh, wait a minute, somebody's getting down. And then what this bug is inside. Hey, more cheese, don't cheese, somebody's finished. The guy walks out, have a bug. They deliberately cut back, you know, because they're afraid it won't be enough for the servers. You watch what these guys today when they're serving. You want more of this? Go. They go by your plate real fast. Wait, what do you got? Oh, nothing. I got the doll. Okay, it's all sweet rice, you know. Dynamite doll. Hey, sweet rice is finished. There's 5 kilos. So this mentality, you have to conquer this mentality by increasing the cooking and have servers eat first. Then you'll see a blissful server.
Then I'll serve with devotion and bliss.
And blissfully.
And spontaneously. No more serious. Well, how long all this feature, we didn't make much now. So they gave good stuff. And so the interesting point of the story, what is the intention of Vyasadeva in this Bhagavatam story, chapter 23 of the 10th canto? He talks about Brahmins, he talks about their wives. But in this story, in this Leela of Krishna, what's even title of Leela? What's that? 23.
Krishna pleases Brahmana's wives.
Yeah. Krishna pleases the wives of the Brahmins. They're on the border of Mathura and Vrindavan, very close to Mathura. They work for Kamsa. The husbands work for Kamsa. Did yagyas and pujas for Kamsa. They're Karmakandiya Brahmins. Very learned in pronouncing Rigveda and all kinds of mantras and tantra. So they were very intelligent Brahmins. And they were very learned. They were trained in purity and shastra and tantra and mantra and all kinds of things. But this story of the Yajna Brahmins, the Yajna Patnis pleasing Krishna Bhagavan, it shows Vyasadeva is trying to teach something. What is he trying to teach?
Superiority of spontaneous service with love before rituals.
Yeah, he's trying to teach that high birth and brahminical training and dvija initiation, diksha and Brahman Gayatri and all kinds of puja and yogas don't please Krishna as much as pure devotion. Because the coward boys, the Govas, went to bake food from the Brahmins. They said, get lost. So they came back to Krishna. They said, Krishna Bhagavan, the Brahmins won't give us any food. Because they didn't recognize that Krishna Bhagavan or God, first of all. They were stingy, second of all. They were greedy. And they were following all kinds of rituals and niyamas. So then Krishna said, go to their wives. So they went to their wives, and the wives just heard, they heard the Krishna and Balaram were nearby, and they fainted. They just heard the name. They heard the name Krishna and Balaram, Nam Shunye. They heard Krishna Nam, and they became Murka. They fainted. And actually, how did they have such high, how did they get attain such high state of bhakti?
Because they have heard from their husbands about Krishna and all.
Not from her husband.
They heard from the,
her husband was in the Kunja Bihari.
They heard from fruit vendors and other pulling the women.
Yeah, so the question I ask is how these Brahmin wives become so exalted devotees? They heard Krishna's name, they fainted. And their husbands heard Krishna Bhagavan's name, they said that they ignored them. They did silent treatment. They didn't pay attention to the coward boys begging for food. Because if someone begs you for food, it's a sin not to give them food. The boy said, Krishna Bhagavan, we're nearby and they're hungry. Can you give us some food? They said, get lost. We can't give you any food till we finish the yajna. So Vyasadeva was telling this story in 10th canto to show that bhakti is superior to high birth and high learning. So this describes... This story describes how female qualities, female gun, Sri gun, give Krishna prema. We gave three classes on this theme. Female qualities give Krishna prema, which means female ladies, they're female by gender, they have to develop their inherent qualities of submission and seva and humility and attachment, which are basically feminine qualities. But in modern-day women, they don't like these qualities. They don't like the qualities of submission, humility, pridelessness, surrender, service. And men don't have these qualities. So that's why I gave the lecture, a three-part series, that men have to develop female qualities. Men have to develop and cultivate and develop female qualities in order to get Krishna prema. Quality of submission, the quality of humility, the quality of service, quality of surrender. Men are puffed up and proud, they're aggressive, they're egotistic, they're not submissive, and they want to be served. These are masculine qualities which are enemy to bhakti, an enemy to prema, an enemy to bhava. So the yajnapatnis in this place called Baitaran, it's called Yajnashala, called Bhojanstali. Here we hear in the Sanskrit verse, it's called Bhojitavanstali. It's a Bhojanstali. It's a place where Krishna, the wise fed Krishna Balaram. Very interesting story. Shows the triumph of female qualities conquered Krishna. Immediately submitted to Krishna, immediately surrendered to him, gave him affectionately served him, and had ecstatic symptoms. So that's part of the Lila here. Let me see his other book. Yeah. This other book, page 193. That verse from 10th Canto, chapter 23, verse 22. Interesting to note that at the end of this Leela, at the end of this Leela, the husbands realized that their wives were far superior to them. They realized that our wives are our gurus, because traditionally in Hindu culture, the pati is the guru. It's called Guru Pati. Pati means husband. Pati means wife. So Adi Guru Mata, Adi Guru Pita. When a child is born, the first guru is the mother, and the second guru is the father. But in married life, Pati and Patni, the husband is called the guru, because he teaches Dharma and does Yagya and Puja and Dan and Tapa and Ekasi Brat, and he leads the wife in the practice of Hindu Dharma. Dharma and bhakti and bhajan and everything. So he's called Guru Pati. So these are Brahmins. So by birth, a Brahmin is a guru by birth. And by birth, he's a Brahmin, according to the Bhagavatam. And then these wives and their husbands, so they're also Pati Guru. And they said, we're not a guru. They said, dig janam. He said, fine. Dig means, D-I-G in Sanskrit means, to hell with my high birth, to hell with my learning. To hell with all my yogi and pujas, to hell with my tapasya. Our simple pious wives, they're attached to Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. They're surrendered and have symptoms of love for them. So we're not their gurus anymore, our wives are our gurus. That's pretty good. And their wives ran out to Krishna to serve him. And then the husbands, they said, we should follow our wives, because the disciple is supposed to follow the guru. It's called Saru Vartman Vartanam. It's supposed to follow the path of the sadhus. The disciple is supposed to follow the way of the guru. So the husbands, they wanted to follow their wives to Krishna, but they were afraid. Fear is a great obstacle to devotion. So the husbands were afraid because they worked for Kamsa. They were employed by Kamsa's government in Mathura. And Kamsa, every government king has spies, you know. CIG, CID, FBI, KGB. The Smart League is a KGB agent. Yeah, watch out. In our garland, there's a camera. She's filming everything. Sends it to Moscow. So they wanted to follow their wives to Krishna, because wives now are they recognize and accept that the wives are our gurus, because they have bhakti. So bhakti is superior to Gan. Gan and Karma are maidservants. Are just at the feet of bhakti. What's the verse that explains you have bhakti, you automatically get all the fruits? What's the verse from Bhagavatam that explains if you have bhakti, you automatically get all the fruits of karma and gyan and tapa and everything. That's the first canto.
Second
chapter.
Second chapter.
Fifth verse.
17th
verse.
17th verse. Aditi, recite the Sanskrit verse from Bhagavatam. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janayati Ashuvaira Gyan. It says in that verse, if one has Krishna Bhakti, he's doing Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaram, serving and worshiping Krishna, then automatically gets Buddhi, gets Jnan, and Vairagya. Vairagya is the goal of yoga, and Jnan is the, and knowledge is the goal of Jnanis. So Bhakti got everything. Simple. Brahmani ladies of considered Mathura, Sabora, Mathura, Mrindavan, they were that became the gurus, but their husbands couldn't follow them because of fear. Vayam. Ahara,
Nidra,
Ahara, Nidra, Vayam, Maitu. What does Vayam mean?
Fear.
Fear of death, fear of loss. Fear of death is basically. Mrityu sarva harascham, Krishna says in Gita. Mrityu sarva harascham. I come as death and take away everything, Kadamoya. But not for a devotee. Death is life for a devotee. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So this is some interesting points. Thank you. This is Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Kavi Karampur. Very nice discussion here. Hey, Radhe. Shining radiantly, Krishna made a plan within his mind to test the loving affection of the chaste wives of the yogic Brahmins. So Krishna will test your devotion. Dun 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 dun. Krishna will test your devotion. Watch out. Will the test come tonight? Will it come tomorrow? Oh, Maya Devi, come to your kutir. Hey, Baba. Maya Jao. I'm sharing my java. I work all day, I share my java at night. Come back tomorrow. So you get tested. Because love has to be proven. You know, you have to prove your love. You don't just jump up and down and say, I love you, Krishna, I love you, Krishna. That's cheap. Anybody can do that. But the proof is in the testing. That's how you prove the student's knowledge. Student's knowledge is proved in the test. You know, I know the subject very well. Okay, take an exam. Duh. Don't do anything. Like the Jiva Institute, Satyanarayana Dasavaji. They send out Shastra quizzes. I look at it and say, well, yes, well, sometimes you ask 10 questions, I don't know the answer. I actually don't know what he's talking about. he gives a quiz of 10 questions. I don't understand. You know, sometimes it gets so crazy, I can't even understand what he's talking about. Anyway, it's good. So Krishna was playing and roaming throughout the forest all day with the cows. And the boys were feeling tired and hungry. Drops of perspiration appeared on their weary faces, looked like dewdrops on wilted lotus flowers. Due to hunger, they looked weak and lusterless, like sucky before lunch. But now she's shiny. Chuck and Chuck woke. Now she's feeling good. When the others are forming, belly empty, no smile. Belly full.
Full of smile.
Full smile. Kali paint, no smile. Pura paint, then. Anand. Pete Balanande Bhaji Radha Govinda. Pete Balanande Bhaji Radha Govinda. That's what they say. So they were distressed condition. The cowboys furiously appealed to Krishna Brahman, who were busy relishing the smell of musk. There was kasturi in the air. The boy said, "We're hungry. Do something about it." The kids are riding in the car with the mother and father. "Hey, Daddy, I'm hungry." "Okay." Then he asked his wife, "You have anything else on the table?" "Okay, bring out the table. Bring out, where's the sweet balls?"
"Yeah, sweet balls."
"Yeah, serve them out."
"Now."
"Now." Prasad, break. Okay, work on that. Listen, I pay attention. This was you before Prasad. This is going there before Prasad. Our raging appetites have turned our bellies into pots of burning fire. Sir, against sir. Go down, sir. Go down. Hey, hello. What? Oh, try. Strict purity here. Very good. Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Jai, Niche. Don't fly. Okay, well, that's cute. I'll give you 50 rupees to do it again. Prasad, they love. Giraj Prasad. No, Prabhachan. Mixed car cake. Bhajan is madhur. This is Tata. He just wants to see pretty Russian girls sing kirtan. Okay, good. It's a very descriptive book about all this stuff. So they went there and this and that. It's too late to pay much attention now. It's late today. Everybody's bellies are stuffed to the back. So look at all those bags. That's not clothes, that's all food. They're all empty, and these are all full. One bag for each person. Those empty. There's always in the mood here. Okay, Murali, let's have kirtan, man. Okay, kirtan crow. Let's have 20 minutes of kirtan. Put these back. 17th. 2023, we're on a short yatra in Vrindavan Yatra. We visited Pagal Baba's ashram. I heard some of the glories of Pagal Baba. And we went to Akuragat, we went to Baitan Bihari Mandir. That moon's out, unless you know me or so. Went to Moksha Ekadasi. Moksha Ekadasi Saturday?
Yes, yes. Gita Jayanti.
Actually, Jayanti, according to Yuga Swami, the word Jayanti is only used for Krishna's birthday. Yes, yes. There's a word called Jayanti. Where's that girl? She's faced out.
No, Gurudev. She actually, the tram went down, so she called her. Because monkeys can come anytime and
catch it. Yeah, okay, good. There's a word called Jayanti.
World called Jayanti.
There's a word called Jayanti. You ever heard of it?
Jayanti.
Jiva Goswami says that word is only to be used for Krishna's birthday. There's no such thing as Gita Jayanti, Hanuman Jayanti, Gandhi Jayanti, all the Jayantis. He says wrong. The word is only used for the appearance of Krishna. So Jayanti's dead now.
Okay.
Now it's Kishori.
Yes.
So the moon is waxing. The waxing moon may be Nomi today.
Yeah.
And Shukla Nomi. You were initiated in Ekadashi, was it Ashmi yesterday or Nomi?
Nomi.
Nomi. So, today's Thursday. And Friday, the 10th, and Saturday, 11th. So today is
Ashtami.
Rakun calendar is Saturday. We follow Rakun calendar. My Guru told me to follow it. Hindu calendar is tomorrow. So what is this place called? Where do you know this word from?
Samsara Davana.
What does it mean?
Forest fire.
Forest fire.
What means fire? What means forest?
Anal means fire.
Correct. Anala means fire. Stay closer. Say. Anala means fire. Dava means
forest.
So why is this called Davanalakund?
Because here something related to forest fire.
This is a very interesting place, which you probably don't know. If you know, you still don't know. You don't know what I'm going to tell you today. I wish my voice was better, but it's not, so sorry for that. But generally, it's sort of as a place of Aishwarya Leela. Aishwarya means power, grandeur, mystic power, godhood. So a little boy, 7-year-old boy, swallowed a forest fire. That's pretty godly-like. A mystic is not very human-like. What human being can swallow a forest fire? Nobody. That means he must be God. How can you say he must be a God appearing as a man? So this is a place. Great soundtrack. Unbelievable soundtrack. Birds always sing at sunset and sunrise. Mm. This is a rabbit.
Now they're calling back everyone to home.
Yeah, it's Sandyarti actually. Kiva Chota. Chota means rabbit. Kiva Chota Chota. Gora Chandi Jani. Arati Gaso. I love these guys. They're really excited. They're like brahmacharis at Sunday feast. They're all sadhus in the last life. They're all sadhus living out here. These are all ashrams of sadhus. These are sadhus from last life. So this way seems like Aishwarya Leela Stali, but it's a Paramparamadriya Leela Stali. Why? Because on these banks of this lake, Davanalakund, in this area, this is where the Gopis, Radharani, the Gopis and Krishna first expressed their love, their Purvarag. What is Purvarag? What does the word Purva mean?
Before.
Means prior, before initiating something. Even sounds like the word Purva sounds like prior. Prior. P-R-I-O-R, prior. So we'll read from another renowned Shambhu, a very nice description. Who do you think these pixies are? This one thing fell off?
Two of them, both of them.
You should get a peacock fan. Take my job. You take my job. Hey, what kind of job are you doing, girl? Can't get good labor these days. So what happened? Listen, hello? Anybody paying attention?
Yes, Guru.
Krishna Kesava Kalia. Kalia Radha is the lake in Jamuna. Krishna sent him out. And all of his brothers are here. It was late in the evening, in the summertime. Summertime is here. And Nanda Baba said, it's too late to walk all the way back to Nandagram. It takes several hours, and it's getting dark. We shall rest here. A little bit of, well, let's go a little way from Kalia Lake because Kalia may come back and harass us. So they walked, Kalia is that way. Yes. Only about 2 kilometers or so that way. It's Kalia God. Now, Vrindavan Prickle Mark is very close. It's just down the road to Fogel Ashram. You turn left of Fogel Ashram and go to this one.
Kalia.
It's very close. You go by straight line to about 2 kilometers to Yamuna, even right now. They said, let's go away from this place for a while. They went as far as they came. Okay, this nice place, we'll take rest here. There was no Kund here, the Kund came later. This far as. So all of his brothers here, they have Nanda Baba and Nishoda and Krishna Balaram, Madhavan was, they're all there, and then the Govis were over there, and everybody was camping out and in the forest. And that night they made a big fire and they cooked sweet potatoes. Yeah. So everybody fell asleep before the sweet potatoes were done. But one sucky stayed awake when the sweet potatoes were done, she ate them all. You know what it was?
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's sleeping. So one circle is cows, one circle is goats, and mothers. So after some time, all the Vrishwasi fell asleep. And then after everyone fell asleep, this book is so good, I don't know if you ever read it, it's a fantastic book. It's the best book I've ever been printed in English. It's full of rots, full of rots. I narrated many chapters of this book on my website. It's called Christian Nectar, 77, many sections. It's so good. My voice isn't good now, otherwise I'd speak more. So listen, when everybody fell asleep, a sweet and pleasant time arrived. In the quiet hours of late at night, the eyes and minds of the gopis derive the fullest satisfaction from lovingly gazing at the attractive moon-like face of Krishna. So all these girls that were married and unmarried were in love with one guy named Krishna. And they never spent a night sleeping next to him. They live in Barsana, he lives in underground, they live in Yavit. Now they're 10 feet away from him. Imagine there's some girl you really loved and end up one night, her mother's there, your mother's there, father, uncle, everybody's there, and she's there.
Like you're, okay, I'm tired, Mom and Dad. Yeah. You're going to be looking, you're going to be like crazy, going crazy. It's really, I love this section. The Gopis derive the fullest satisfaction from lovingly gazing at the attractive one like Jesus Krishna. The desire which Ramakrishna had previously sprouted burst into full bloom. Now there was an opportunity, there was an opportunity for fulfillment. Eager to meet, Ramakrishna extended their necks in anticipation. What does that mean?
Utkanti tabav.
Utkanti tabav. Ut means up, and kanta means neck. Right, like sleeping. Vision like this. I just see it, it's so nice, right? With their eyes locked in enchantment. Only lovers know what that means. Husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend. Eyes locked in enchantment. You know about this stuff? You have some idea. A little young, but anyway. It's a little difficult. I have a little handicap here. Ramakrishna and Krishna sported with each other, sported with each other through romantic glances. For first Rod disturbed Krishna's vision with a sidelong glance. The agitation resembled the shaking of lotus flowers by the skittish movements of a white-tailed bird. When Krishna opened the lotus with a sidelong glance, the flower Rod's shyness reduced to a bud. Struck by these lotuses, Kivasara was forced to return to the god of love. As the curtain of darkness fell, the rising love of Sri Ramakrishna appeared as Cupid to envelop them. Chandali and other gopis were there. Dun 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 dun. Meanwhile, camera number three. And they thought, oh, Krishna is only showing his love for Vrishabha Nandini. Mm. Didn't even say her name.
Envy.
Envy. Didn't say Radharani. He said, you know that girl that's the daughter of Vrishabha?
Yeah, that girl.
Suddenly, some other gopi son that had remained awake discussing Krishna's leader cried out, oh, look, look, there's danger ahead. There's a Russian bear coming this way. Hearing the commotion, the cows woke up and cautiously looked in all directions. The Gopa leaders talked among themselves. What's happening? What's happening? Those who were asleep woke up and shouted alarm, looking worriedly towards Krishna. Gopi said, let there be no danger to Krishna. Everyone was very frightened. Krishna looked at them with love and assured them in a great voice, fear not, fear not. Don't be afraid. Vaya Matkaro. Right?
Darumat.
And all Rishwasi said. Hey, sure. You had a shoe bag?
Yeah.
And what's it?
Hey, pehen lo. Hey, pehen lo.
Sure was. The ads are dark, the chores get more active. So what happened here? And all this kind of stuff. So, I just wanted to read a little bit about this. How this is significant. When you think of Dal and Alcon, you should think of fire. What fire? Fire of lust. Purarag means the fire of lust Krishna's brewing with lust to meet Radharani. I never met her before, never talked to her, never really looked closely at her. And Radharani's brewing with fire of lust. Kamagni, Kandarvagni. And she's brewing with lust, desire to see Krishna closely. She saw him from a distance. See Krishna closely, talk to him. And this happened here at this place, as her Kaliya's servant. So Kaliya is a big Aishwarya Leela. But this Dhamalakund is very sweet. I always like to come here and meditate on this scene of Krishna looking at each other. Those are bats or
pigeons?
Oh, they're doing a team effort. First act was a parrot, second act, third act was a parrot, peacocks. They look real good to look at, but you get some white on your head. They will be feeling so good. What's that white purple? What's that white fish on your forehead? In America, we're on the top of the top, you know. This guy with a white tea lock, you know. I'm saying, buddy, have you looked in the mirror lately? How you got the pigeon poop on your forehead? So I said it Sunday, Sunday, that's why we wear black tea lock.
You said it's sparrows. Sparrows are birds poop.
Don't turn it off. There's more. Okay, wait. There's a whole chat here called Purva Rag of the Gopis. Whole chat called Purva Rag, chapter 10. So there's different Gopis fell in love with Krishna. See, I want to read this thing. This show is so nice. Takes you out of this world. We spend so little time with this type of subject matter. This is the real meaning of life. This type of description of Krishna Leela and exchanges with his devotees. And to go into the Amrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Bhavanasara Sangra, Ananda Vrindavan Shambhu. These books are really meant to take us to the moon and beyond the moon. You have a big fat spaceship and spend billions of dollars to go to the moon and come out with nothing. These books will take you out of this world, send you to another world. The pictures they paint, the moods, the feelings they reveal, and the attitudes and hearts of the devotees, it's incomparable. There's no experience of anything like this in the material world. You have 1,000 relationships, 1,000,000 relationships, they'll never compare to these type of relationships. So it's all based, all our bodies are made of Bob, not of bones. Our bodies are made of B-O-N-E-S. Everybody's remaining B-H-A-V, Bob. And it's a totally transcendental arrangement, situation. It's so soothing to the heart and mind and satisfying to the soul. It fills the heart with some kind of special feeling. When you hear this type of subject, Radha Krishna, it creates a hankering in your heart, I want this. I want to taste this. I want to be there. I want to be part of this. This is real. This is substantial. This is unlimited. This is eternal. this is real, this is what I'm meant to attain. This is my birthright as a human being. I can read about this, I can hear about this, I can meditate on this, I can enter there, I can serve there, I can have a body like theirs also. These are all very high, elevated, lofty thoughts which should guide our daily meditation. That's why some fortunate souls get Siddhapranali from their guru, kickstart them into, they say, use this term now, kickstart you into eternal life. Eternal life is not here, it's there. This life ends, your father's dead, your grandfather's dead, you'll join them also.
Get it.
Your ashes will get mixed in the Ganga with their ashes. So don't let your life pass by before you enter this domain. You should get some tangible, solid experience of this reality before you go leave this body. Otherwise, what's the point? So many degrees, so many experiences, so many heartaches, so many happy times, so many tours, so many travels, so many dances and movies and shopping and buying and doing all kinds of things adds up to zero. Adds up to one big zero. The only asset you carry with you in the next life is your spiritual accumulation. Your meditations, your chapa chant, your kirtans, they're all going into your eternal bank account.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.